Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings. It is great to connect with all of you here. I'm Michelle Meshe, and I want to welcome everyone in the Sacred Space Empowerment Room, also know that room. If you're not having sound, go ahead and refresh your, I see some people in the chat room saying sound, refresh your browser, and that should get you on sound. Hello, everyone listening via iTunes, Cosmic Dimensions Course, the archives. You are here with us in real time in speech. The call-in number for questions or comments or just a chat is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get heard, you want to get heard. Okay. So I think, see, we have somebody already in the queue, and we'll get to that. I do want to talk a bit about... had some questions about the ascension process and consciousness. So we're going to get to some questions here. I'm also going to get to the a little bit out of order today. Also, we still are doing our where you listen to Awakenings, and all you need to do is email awakenings@selfenlightenedduck, and that will get you, and we giving a nice little giveaway gift. Just email us with where and how you listen to Awakenings. And also, if you can, like our Facebook page, connect with us there, and also on the iTunes page as well would be great. Okay, making sure that there is sound. Do you have sound? Is there sound in the chat? Okay, not sure. You know how that goes. Sometimes we get these technical glitches, as I like little shifts. We should be having sound there. Okay, not sure what happened, but lost the sound, lost the connection, everything. So anyway, I am back, and I hope you can hear me in the chat room. Otherwise, go ahead and refresh if someone can let me know. And let's see if I can get to that caller, 703-201. Welcome to Awakenings.
I was just on the line listening. I didn't have a question.
Oh, okay. I pressed
1 and then I took it off.
Oh, okay. Okay. And we lost sound. We lost connection. So, if you have a question or a comment, you can let me know just by pressing 1 back on the keypad. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. All right. 508-392. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello.
Hi. And to whom am I speaking with?
Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra. Welcome to
Hello.
The program.
Hello.
Hello.
So I was wondering, I don't know if you can answer this question or not, if you see any more children in my future, whether they're biological or adopted.
Okay. I do. Were you trying to get pregnant and not getting pregnant? Because I feel like
no.
There's going to be a... Not yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, not right now. We're talking about it, though.
Oh, okay. Because I do in this, I do definitely in the future. I'm not. That's why I was asking why if it was immediate, I would say no. But I do feel that yes, down the road it could be a couple of years.
Yeah.
Do you have children already?
One or two?
Okay.
I actually have a lot of children.
Oh, you have a lot. Oh, okay.
Yes.
But small, or some of them quite young?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up then. I do feel, but it could be, like I said, a year or two, maybe even a little longer. There seems to be quite a chunk of space before the new arrival. And could be twins. Do you have twins in your family?
Yes.
Okay. There could be twins.
Oh. Can you happen to see gender, or I don't know if you can answer that.
I'm not getting that as strong yet, and it's not totally etched in stone about the twins, but it's reading very strongly like that is, and then that will be it, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yep. That's actually true.
Is that okay? That will be.
No,
it
I was actually.
For the
I was just wondering. We're not trying right now, but we are going to be trying in the future. And I was just wondering if it was a possibility.
Oh no, it's definitely a possibility. I feel actually you're quite fertile. You know, some people are fertile up into late 40s, 50s. I've heard stories of women, and I've worked with clients that have had. Actually, I have one client that had first and only child at 52. But I do see. Lot of children definitely in your path and definitely in your future, but a ways off. So if that's good,
yes.
If that's what you were
anyway. That is good. That is good. Yeah, I was just they are biological or are they adopted? I don't know.
I'm feeling more natural. I mean, you could adopt on your own, but there is a set there for you also.
Well, that's good. So that's what I wanted. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're quite fertile, right? I feel.
Yes. Yes. Actually, my last two children are 13 months apart. So.
See, because I'm not feeling any issues with that. I almost feel like it's the children, I don't know, there just needs to be a space, a 2 to 3 year space in there for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe you break, those little ones to catch up a little bit. And then I need the pregnancy. And I do see quite big, large. So, definitely. I can see a pregnancy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, now I see again. I don't know what's gone in on the chat room. People got booted out. Sorry about that chat room. Okay, 703-201, I do see. Did you clicked on the keypad?
Well, I guess I didn't know you were doing readings.
Oh, okay. I usually do a talk and then readings, and we've just had some funny stuff with the Blog Talk Radio, so people getting booted out of the chat. I think the chat isn't even showing. Okay, 703-201.
All right,
are
I had a
you
call
there?
I'm back. I had a call back in because it was like blank.
Yeah, every time I clicked on, well, third time is a charge, charm. Every time I clicked on your, to get you on air, got booted off.
Wow. I guess Blog Talk is having problems.
Back, yeah, no sound. Okay. So what's your first name?
I better hurry up. It's Kathy.
What
Kathy.
Is it?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Good. Okay. Yeah, that was very, very strange. I don't know what is going on there, but okay. All right. So what is your what's your question?
I guess since I'm been meditating a lot and have the ringing in my ears, I was just wondering if there's any messages from my guides or someone told me a grandmother is trying to come through or...
What's going on? All right, Kathy, what's going on? Now, you are meditating. That's good. Now, are you journaling, Kathy?
I'm sorry, what's that?
No, are you journaling at all?
A little, not a whole lot. Nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming
well,
up.
Well, not yet, but it is showing that you just need to write even thoughts or feelings. There's a lot coming up around you about gratitude, connect, trust, and faith. Trust in your path, trust and faith in... Even to start there, it's funny... So that's a confirmation from what the guides are saying. That will open you up. You do have a lot of heart energy that you're working with, healing the heart, and also your own heart, but working with others from a heart level.
Oh, you keep disappearing.
I'm disappearing?
Yeah, I'll hear every other word. Like I heard the beginning, you said something about trust and gratitude.
Oh, yeah. Journaling on trust and gratitude and faith. Those are the things I feel that you're working with right now. And listening to your own inner guidance, your own inner knowing. Energy. You're working a lot on the heart, healing the heart, coming of doing healing work.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of doing healing work?
Yeah, I've already taken two Reiki classes, and I'm getting ready to take my third. But I don't know if my healing will be in Reiki or something else. Where did you go? I can't hear you. There you are. Oh, no, I can't hear you.
Kathy, you are wonderful. There you are back.
You know what? I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, well, nobody did. Something had call got dropped. I am not sure what's going on. If we're having, maybe we're having internet problems here or something. I'm not sure if it's BTR or if it's locally here.
I know you told me about the journaling and the inner knowing and.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is that it's on gratitude, trust, and faith.
Okay.
For you right now, and journaling, I will open up. It shows that you have heart energy, and you're working a lot on healing the heart and opening the heart further. So, and also working with others. I asked you, have you ever thought of doing any kind of healing work?
Yeah, I've taken Reiki 1 and 2 and getting ready to take Reiki 3.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Because I am seeing energetic healing around you. I am seeing that as a major focus. And so there is, you're really, you know what I'm saying, on a kinesthetic level, is really opening up to that universal energies or cosmic energies that we all are, you know, that connect us, that are a connect us, the subtle energy. You know, that's the prana, the life animating energy. And for you, it is really that feeling of being connected to everything and everyone, a deep connection to life itself, and having a deep gratitude for that, a deep appreciation, and trusting that, having and trusting that you're guided, okay? You're guided by something greater, all that is. So you're saying in the Hindu tradition, your path would be the bhakti. You a lot of deep love, joy, devotion. And I do feel in your healing work that you do transmit that. You're a natural carrier of that. You have a natural compassion. Has anyone ever told you that?
They always said I was kind of, well, giving. I guess it can kind of be something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that I'm crying the last couple of days. I don't know what that's all about.
I've gone through it myself. We're all getting this major heart opening. Not that our hearts haven't been open, but it's a further opening to our connection to everyone, a universal connection. You know how when you're walking through, somehow you just look at the tree and you just feel like that tree, me, I'm a part of that tree, that's life, that's nature. And you just empathize with that person walking next to you. You know that they're doing the best they can. You know, they know. You know. So we're really being moved more into a universal phase. And this actually started last October. So it's been a year kind of in the making. I'm finding we're now into the Saturn and Scorpio. It's this astrological call for deeper meaning, deeper meaningful relationships selves, with ourselves and with everyone and everything. So, and that is the Aquarian age. It is about humanity, universal connecting, universal love, universal caring. It's about us as our group essence. Not that we're individual essence, but it is a lot about our group essence, how we all connect as a group, our soul tribe. But all humanity, that we are part of this grid line, you know, human and humanity plane.
Okay.
So you're bringing a lot of that in with you, I feel, Kathy, naturally. But you're waking it up to it within yourself.
Right. Okay.
Because so I feel that the deep... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I'll start journaling then.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like the giving you're doing before is almost like a compassion and care and duty. But I feel there's something that is going to be shifting the way that how you give, and it is by you connecting in that gratitude, trust, and faith.
Okay,
those are the areas. I've ringing in the ear. It will be on and off. I don't feel that it's been all the time. Do you find sometimes it lessens?
It seems like since last week it was a whisper, and I think it's been pretty much down to that, from that loud.
From the loud, okay. Because
yeah.
I do feel it lessening. I do feel it lessening. I think you have, you know, less and less. It could be intermittent, you know, off and on, but I feel that it will ultimately be, you know, lessening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just have a question. I'm curious. How awakening happened?
February.
Ah, so recently. And how did it happen for you?
I was driving home one night, and I used to think about is, how am I going to make money? How am I going to be rich? How am I going to do this? And I don't know. I just had this, no, that's not what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, and then one night I was laying on the couch and reading the paper, and my ears just started ringing. And they haven't stopped since.
Interesting. Okay.
And I thought it was pretty interesting, too.
Yeah. That also that you work energetically and you're meant to work energetically and to do healing work. I feel you'll do some things in person, but I also feel distant. And I also feel working within a circle, almost, which is interesting. Our guest today, I don't know something, and we'll talk a bit about her, but there could be some similarities. She's the author of The Power of the Peace in You, but the simplicity of stillness, this type of technology. But, you know, there's so many transmitting the energy of peace. There are so many, you know, new techniques coming out. I recently myself, I had an accident that caused a lot of whiplash, concussion. I still have some of the concussion. But out of that, But out of that, a new process of connecting in with the subtle energy and healing beyond that came in. So, you know, there's just a lot coming in for people right now, and also a lot about passing. Bypassing the mental constructs, if you will, you know, passing, figuring things out intellectually, going to that place where you may not totally understand why something's happening.
Can you tell me if you, I don't know if you can do this, but do you see or feel anything different when my throat has been pretty like locked up since last week, almost like it's a sore throat, but it's, I don't know if it's allergies or what.
No. I feel with you, and this happens to people at various points of our being. That's why our succession of awakenings, different levels of unfoldment, will affect different chakras. And if you're bringing to me, a lot of times it's new energy that's coming in that is telling you it's about balance, so you're getting rebalanced. So sometimes the throat, you know, get blocked or, you know, have some kind of somatic, some physical symptoms, bodies. But I feel for you, I would definitely be, and this is for everyone actually listening, be aware of your meat and really taking good care of it, because these energies are very expanded. They move very quickly. I'm still getting attuned to them. So it can be a bit... you know, what's the word? Almost like running a marathon is, you know, healthy, but it also taxes on the body. I do information on this on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit, where there's symptoms of the shift of ascension, I go into some of the symptoms, what to look for. And then also there's some posts about food, supplements, foods, protein shakes, things that help. You know what, Kathy, and as well as everyone that else is listening, greens, you know, you really want to up the green vitamins, and things for the immune system, being spirulina, algae, just really upping your focus on those, the dose and focus kinds of things. But it does feel with you that it has to do with, you know, we don't open all at once, just even like a flower, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. So it is going to the areas where there may be not complete blockages, but tight little places or places that aren't yet fully expressed, good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so you're working through quite a bit, So, but see, that's also why the guides to the writing help with your expression.
Okay, yeah. But I feel blocked in that area, but I'll ask them.
Yeah, I know. You feel blocked. But the writing will help unblock, or even voice notes, or even toning, singing, reading. Singing, giving some chant, you know, that will help move that in and out. See, the third chakra as well as the fifth have a lot to do with expression, creative expression, speaking our truth, speaking our truth is also being our truth, moving into the authority life and helping others, you know, being that be light, not just for ourselves, but also as others. So I feel for you, all of that is being cleared,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, good question, though.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to check out your website.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And we'll have our guests in a little break. So I'm hoping can hear me in the chat. It's great. Great for hanging in there, Cassie. Hello, Cyrus, Monopoly, everyone in the sacred space of empowerment. We had major glitches, and I think it might have been combination of our and then also my internet service. I'm going to have to look into that. It just really booted me off, but I could see the back and forth. I'm on nervous, so I don't know what's going on. Hello, everyone listening later. Some people are saying, you know, I don't have control over. So I'm hoping, and that I know for sure in the next expansion of Awakening, this will be, all in care of. Questions or comments in the chat, go and type in caps so I can see. I did want to touch on, and if you do have comments, you can call me at 345-395-1222 and press 1 on the keypad. It lets me know that you want to be heard. A little broken up, they're saying. So refresh there. So I wanted to touch on, because we had some questions about living otherly and about into that fifth dimension, fifth and sixth dimension. And, clearly, as people are living more multidimensionally, you're living, you know, in the third, fourth, or fifth dimension, living in their many dimensions and, you know, star, you know, chakra, you know, as well as the earth star as well. So there are you know, a lot of ways to connect into the fullness that we are. Let's see, someone saying, excuse me, it's the sound now, everybody. Thank God for the chat, otherwise I would not really be able to gauge what is going on. So, and then Monopoly saying, excuse me, now why is that? Sam, my tried and true. Thank you so much for being a part and holding this sacred space. Really appreciate it. So, just like, here's what I want to give everyone, because a lot of people read things very literally. Let's see, Marie. Ascension. It really is about consciousness. It's not, you know, a lot of people, I guess I studied theology, so I studied metaphysical theology as well, and where we read the great text, not in a literal fashion, and not just the Bible, but sacred texts as well. And oftentimes, what I find kind of trips people up is they things literally, even like autonomous predictions, you know, the usual mind, if you will, which consciousness expresses through your mind, you know, consciousness is beyond mind, but our understanding of consciousness gets through the mind, the body, our soul expression as well as to what we're drawn to spiritually. And in many ways, there's no wrong or right. There's no definitive. People will have many different experiences. However, really this ascension, the shifts of awakenings that we mean, creates shifts and then ultimate changes in individuousness and collective, and then therefore the collective consciousness, and then therefore how we express here. It's been such a misnomer that we're here because we didn't get it right or just for learning lessons, and then we get to, like, it's bad to be here. And then once we get it, we get to go somewhere. And actually, you know, and it will be more known, this nation will be more known. There are other people that are saying this, not just me. But it's not widely yet out there in books and broad process. We're here because we want to be. There's always a part that doesn't want to be here because of the limitation, the pain, the suffering, you know. But on a spiritual level, on a cosmic level, on a divine level, that configuration of energy, that of frequencies that we are, that is us as our divine humanness, is meant to be here and is needed and is necessary. And you can see when things are going great in their life, you love being here. You know, we all love being here when things are going great. It's only we want to go somewhere else or long for a home, whether it's another dimensional or another planetary home or just going to the ultimate home, absolute unified consciousness, happens, you know, sometimes out of devotion, love, bhakti, when we feel that. But in truth be told, when we do feel that oneness, we feel we are at home, even though are here. And so what I would suggest to people is try to get the idea that it's just an aspect of you that is either descended out or separated out or up, whatever terms you want to use, and form, that you already also are in this unified synergy of consciousness, of oneness, and it is about living that out here as well. Think about this. Think about where you're at. Everybody that's listening to this program right now, think about where you're at. Where you're at is determined by your inner state, your complex of frequencies, your resonance, what you need to, and therefore what's resonating to. It's all really about vibration. It's what's in you. It's the vibrational context in you that is drawing your circumstances to experiences and vice versa. Now, next door to be a totally different set of circumstances, street, down the hall, in the next town. I always look at downtown. There are certain people living a certain way downtown, judgment or anything of something being better or worse or good or bad. That's all determined by frequency, vibrational frequency. So you can have somebody having a certain expense right next to you or near you, and you're not having that sense, or it's not affecting you. And that is because of vibrational frequency, clips of frequencies. So as you assess, there still will be people having experiences of extreme polarity, consciousness, drive. There will be people playing out the third, fourth, which are really, we're always in the, you know, fourth dimensionally, but we'll be playing those plays out, just like there are people to you that are vibrating sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth when you ascend, the ninth chakra, ninth plane of existence, begin to live in unified consciousness, you move beyond duality. There are people that are already experiencing that. So it's not that we have to all leave or disappear somewhere else, unless you've chosen to, unless on a soul, in a way, your time is up, unless you are moving beyond the denser physical form. Now, some of you may be, and Kathy, who called and talked about it in the years, some of you may be experiencing different, what we call somatics, body symptoms, clearing stuck energies or, you know, congealed energies because you're getting more physical, more flexible, more pliable in whatever way is right for you and your soul, in your soul's path. So some of you might be heavier for a while, denser, all of a sudden feel lighter. Some of you may be having different focuses. You may be even going through times of not knowing what you want to eat. Something's changing in your neurological, your biochemistry, but foods that you normally do aren't satisfying you, or things might seem too heavy, or maybe hearing some people say, I feel so hungry that I, you know, your metabolism, for some metabolism is actually speeding up, it's getting fat, but they're not knowing what to eat. You know, they're needing some kind of fuel, but foods aren't necessarily doing it. And in that, for some people, what I would suggest is a lot of times it can be movement or also spiritual food, soul food, that versus beyond just the physical body. I know for me, I've been keeping a lot of nuts, some almonds, some cashews around. I like raw, but I also like roasted, salted. I allow a little bit of each, dried fruit, just little snackies to help. Because I've been going through this food, you know, certain foods I can't eat. Certain foods actually have been making me nauseous. So tune in, listen, and be open to the message of body. What is your body needed? Siren dreams, nuts. Yeah. Nuts have been really, I don't know, they're very high protein and staining, and you can eat just a few of them and they keep you fueled. But look, notice the ways that your body is changing during this time of shifting and ascending, and ways to take the time out from the busyness or outer focus to tend to see what's right for you now. That's a big part of the shift is intuiting, going beyond what we need to do, what intellectually we think we need. Somebody's told us intellectually to go into our body wisdom, our deeper understanding, however that's manifesting for you. Some people will be a thought flash of insight. Some people will be a feeling. In different ways. And ask for confirmations. I always say that. Ask for the confirmations, your confirmations that let you know that you're on the right track. When I was reading for Kathy, and all of a sudden we're talking about gratitude with her, and I look over and there's a little gratitude. So it's just you giving yourself in a different form. Thank you for being here. Let me know how the sound is. Keep me posted. Get a questions or comments, the number is 347-595-1122, pressing 1 on the keypad to get on air. We have with us today, our awakened guest today is Marlise Carlin, who's very pioneer. She's an author and humanitarian. She's recognized globally for an energy of peace that brings exceptional healing to the mind and body. In 2001, Marlise had a series of expanded re-experiences that shifted her purpose in life and taught her how to transmit an experiential energy of peace. The simplicity of stillness is the groundbreaking methodology that teaches you how to integrate this profound life force energy practice of your everyday living. Her most recent book, Hour of Peace in You, I want to welcome to the program Marlise Carlin. Hello, Marlise.
Hello.
Hello, Marlise. Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. You know, the sound is really going in and out a lot. I don't know if you're aware of that. I turned it on also on the computer, and it was going in and out, and I'm hearing you in and out a lot. So just wanted you to be aware of that. It's very, very glitchy. Yeah.
Okay. Is it, let's see, let me adjust here. How about now? How is it now?
I know it's still like you're bubbling underwater. I think people are experiencing that too because I'm seeing them writing it online as well.
Okay. Let me saw something here. Hold on a second.
Sure.
This.
Hello?
Yes. Is this better?
It's a little better. I can hear you better.
A little better.
It still has a little of that funny stuff going on, but yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hope I've done everything on my side. I'm not sure we've got a heck of the connection and sound when I get, Anyway, so how are you? Yeah, I have technical difficulties, in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, they do happen, technical difficulties. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, and I find as we're expanding more, technology somehow is getting glitchier. I need that next level of quite literally.
You know what? It's cutting out completely. It's like I hear half of your sentence and then it completely disappears. And I believe it's like that on air too, unfortunately, because when I was listening on air, that was happening as well. So I'm not sure if I don't think it's our connection. I think it's some sort of connection that's happening online.
That's what I do as well. Yeah. I just checked something on the. I can hear it in the background on your end too.
Yeah, I'm happy to call in on another line or something, but I heard it online before I even called in. So I really, I'm wanting people to have a good experience of this call and everything, and I know how frustrating it can be when you're trying to listen to something and the words are kind of going in and out and in and out on you,
Siren Dream, how is my sound?
It really sounds bad.
Hello. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Marlise, can you hear me?
Clear as a bell.
Okay, it's something with the internet and computer. I'm calling in on a cell phone on the guest line. There's something going on with the host line. I'm so sorry about this.
No problem. Well, I can hear you very clearly now. I just think it probably gets irritating for people and they'll shut it down if they can't hear well, you know?
Yeah. Well, they've been sticking with it. And we need your simplicity of film and pathology. Exactly. I'm about to be your best client right now. I'm about to the peace.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know how why it's
and
working, but
are they able to hook you? Yeah, are they able to hook you in from the call-in line or?
I just did. I just bypassed going through the switchboard, the hosting line altogether, and called in as a guest.
Oh, great!
So,
so
yeah,
are we able to go on air right now? Then?
So we're on air. We're logged in.
Oh,
yeah,
we are on it. Well, hello everybody.
Oh, yeah. Hello, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Our Leaf Parlin, which we're going to have you on again because you've got so much great information. I just want to recap for everyone that Marlise Carlin is our guest today, and she is the author of The Power of Peace in You. And she also has a wonderful mythology that we're going to get into called The Simplicity of Stillness methodology. What is The Simplicity of Stillness?
Well, I developed this methodology after I had a series of profound experiences, and I was guided that everyone obviously has this knowing inside, but that we were at this evolutionary time where people could experience it on an even more accelerated level, and that the simpler it could be developed, the more it would be available to people to just be able to tap in so, so easily, so that even a child could do it and someone who had been soul searching for 30 or 40 years would begin experiencing even greater clarity. And so that's how I, you know, got the insight to develop it.
Mm. Now, you said a series of expanded reality experiences, and I'd love for you to go into this, part one, because I'm curious, but also we've had quite a few listeners actually today that have called in and in the previous weeks that have been saying that they've just been having these experiences while driving or just waking up, or they just know more, or they're realizing this is not the life for me, I need to connect more spiritually, or I'm meant to be a healer. So many people are having this right now. If you can share with us the experiences that you had, I think it would be very impacting for our listeners.
Absolutely. And what I speak about in The Power of Peace in You is exactly what you're saying, that it is a time where people are having these insights that something in life wants to change. And are you listening? What is that? You know, what is it that makes this vibration within you speak to you so loudly that this time you can't ignore it? And what happened for me is I was on a long time spiritual journey, or a journey of awakening, let's say, because at 16 I left home after an abusive alcoholic father had just wailed on me one too many times. and I found myself climbing out that window and down the roof, you know, looking for this life of freedom. But what happened is I went into drugs and alcohol because that is one place you feel a little less of the suffering that you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. But as anyone knows who has experienced this, it doesn't last. And then you're in a cycle that continues to go downhill. And then my life shifted radically when I met a meditation teacher and I dove into ancient scriptures and teachings. And as I released the pain that was in my body from the anger I was living in, I really began to open up this amazing curiosity for how this could all happen. And I really began studying with healing masters and understanding the correlation between the mind and the body. And then I dove into leadership because I ended up being in these successful situations where I was leading communities of 1,000-plus people. So how was I to guide them? And then I began to study, you know, the laws of attraction. So I just took all of this expert, you know, intelligence that I was offered, and from that I developed practices to be able to offer it to people to help them in their lives. But what happened is,
In 2001, even though I was in the successful era of my life where I'd won awards as a filmmaker and was traveling the world as a nonprofit international director, all of a sudden I had an injury. Mm. And that injury was like what you're saying, people are experiencing these shifts. Well, sometimes the messages come through loss of a job, loss of a relationship, you know, an injury that says now you can't live your life in the same way that you thought. And what I got from that message is get back on your journey. You know now from everything you've studied that there is a way to experience the state of peace that the mystics and sages have spoken of, that philosophers and poets have told us about. And as I gave myself time for stillness, it was like a whole new door opened, and I began experiencing this energy stream moving through me. And then in November of 2001, what I woke up with instead of this deep peace was this place where it was like a movie screen was going across my mind, and everything on it was pictures of things I was ashamed of that I had done to make it in life, to get by, to get through, you know? And all of that gave me a sense of I'll never be forgiven. And so if I'm not forgiven, how can I ever experience this state that I'm looking for? And right with all that limited feeling, when I was laying on the floor weeping and crying, suddenly this very palpable energy began to move through me. And it was so strong that it literally felt like it was removing so many of those limiting beliefs instantly out of my body. And what was filled inside instead was this exquisite light stream of love that was so sensorial. It was, you know, there just aren't words for that level of love. And it emanated beyond my body. And then I could feel how it was being infused in the space around me and went way beyond that. Because as I began to be in touch with people who would be thousands of miles away, they could begin experiencing that igniting, healing energy being infused in their lives as well. And people's lives would transform just from a bit of time in that energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you directing FM? Was that your intention, or was this just happening spontaneously?
Well, when it first happened, there's no thought. There's just being in this limitless experience, in this timeless, limitless experience. And if there was to be any thought that came to me as I moved out of the depth of it, it was, this is everything I've asked for. This is what I always wanted to know. Because in that moment, I got that all those beliefs I had of shame and fear and all that were just thoughts in my mind. It had nothing to do with who I was or who anyone is. And so it completely shifted my perception of what is possible for all of humankind. Because when you're in that experience, what you want to do is offer that back to others, that loving kindness of who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean everyone will become, quote, a healer. We all are healers in who we are when we are connected to that infinite nature that exists within us. But often we get confused and we just start dealing with this everyday chaos of life and we forget what is that true essential nature. But it's not even forget. It is because when you're in it, you know it. So it's not a concept anymore. But what I did in developing the Simplicity of Stillness methodology is create a way for every person to experience that level of connection that lives inside of you. And as you integrate it, you will go deeper and deeper into that knowing, and you begin integrating your life's purpose into the everyday. Because it's about being here right now. It's about not about floating on a mountaintop somewhere. It's about bringing this level of consciousness into here right now and dealing with every day and the everyday of life, your everyday challenges, your everyday, you know, getting to work, taking care of your children, whatever it is that you do.
And how was it to, I guess, in a way, segue to, you know, from going from this award-winning film producer and being in that world for so long to come into this present world, or was it always just an undertone, or did you feel like there was a major shift?
Oh, it was a major shift.
Okay.
It was a major, major, major shift. Yes, I had been on a journey of seeking, but it was a major shift. But now to get back to your previous question, you know, when I went through that experience and when I came out of it, so to speak, but it lasted me for months and months. And then it would open up and I'd have another big one. But what happened is when I first picked up the phone and I said to someone, something just happened to me. I want you to breathe with me. And just in breathing together, they began to experience this. And initially, I thought it was just for my own understanding. So it wasn't that I was intentionally doing anything with it, because I thought it was for my understanding. I didn't know I would be a teacher of this. And in fact, resisted it somewhat. You know, like, me, what? But, you know, when you experience something that so puts you in awe of what you've been gifted, then what else can you do but want to give back in whatever way that is? And that is what I believe is happening for every single person today, as you connect more to that innate knowing within you. And it isn't only your exact, I should do this, I should do that. Yes, you'll be guided to what it is you have to do, because we're each a key element in making this shift in time. But what you recognize is, if you're responsible for your state of being, you're emanating that higher vibration out wherever you go. And that's already making a difference.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you say that, because it's I always say consciousness is an inside thing, because someone can look like they're doing that, right? This great teacher or whatever, but what is really going on internally is, and what are they emanating? Their beingness.
Yeah.
Right, is what is really emanating the healing, or that true love emanation, if you will.
Yes.
Now, Marlisa, the book, now what guided you to focus on the book, The Power of Peace in You?
Well, I was guided after a period of time to write a book about the methodology, but also about what was evidenced as I traveled the world. Because what I saw put me in such a state of awe of what is possible. Mm-hmm. Because often I would be in the most uncommon situations, you know, like when I was in Africa in the middle of the Mara in Kenya, and suddenly there I'm ending up getting a stillness session, and the only reason it happened, and I was at a Maasai village, and the only reason that happened is because there were such torrential rains, I couldn't get back to my lodge. And so the guide said, I will take you home with me. You know, and from that, I mean, you can read in the book the amount of things that happened. There were people there who, like one man who had been an alcoholic his whole life, completely turned his life around from that one moment in time, and now had become a good father and was taking care of his family and went back and found a new job, you know. And do you think he understood anything I said? Probably not.
Yeah, it's the energy.
But what mattered was exactly, and did he even ask for that? Well, maybe his soul did. But I would say that the majority of people sitting there didn't really realize what was coming their way. You know, and the next day I ended up giving a stillness session in a clinic, because one of the people there was a doctor's assistant, and he said, please come and give a blessing at the clinic. So I ended up going to the clinic, and it was all the women and their babies had come to, you know, to be taken care of at the clinic. And some of them, we found out later, had heard that I would be coming to offer this, and their husbands had been at the stillness session the night before. And what happened is, in the Maasai culture, there are very strong traditions about the differences between men and women. And so men don't fraternize with women, you know, publicly, and they don't sit next to them, and they don't allow themselves to be touched by them publicly. And so here I am with the women, and suddenly one man comes in, and he's kind of frowning, and the women are seated. And he's glowering at all of us, and I say, you know, I'm happy for you to join us, but if you do, I'm going to ask for you to be seated. And he walked across the room and sat down. Yeah, so now he's joined the women, and he's seated alongside them. And another man who came, he spoke English, and I said, I'd like to ask if you would translate so they can understand more of what I'm speaking. And he said yes. And then when it came time for stillness, he sat down, and he invited me to offer him this energy in the way that I was at that time, which was through my hands. Because sometimes that energy stems through my hands with such force that not only does it emanate in the room, you know, because of course it moves through us. Our bodies don't contain this energy. This energy field of truth moves way beyond any electromagnetic field even. In fact, I've had scientists tell me it's nonlinear. We don't even have machines to measure what this is. And that's what we're tapping into, which is what we all have inside. Yes, you know, to share it so people can begin recognizing it on higher levels within themselves. And so there you saw cultural traditions change within moments that are very set in place from centuries. Because here they both, you know, sat down, asked to be in, you know, asked to be part of it, sat side by side with women, invited the touch to themselves as well. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's
something
possible
that
today.
Something that you have said before that I just love and so agree with is that, that to live at our greatest potential and impact this evolutionary time, we need a new form of higher learning.
Yes.
Could you touch on that for our listeners?
Yes, I would love to. And that, you know, for centuries, everything has been about knowledge. Knowledge, 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 information, information, information. And today, I mean, there's even books written about it now. One man wrote a bestseller, and Daniel Pink, and he's talking about that left brain and that we might have reached the end of its total acclaim. And what I'm saying is now it's not time to let go of that. Thank goodness for the brilliant knowledge that's coming into our understanding today, but recognize where we can make a shift is by converging intellectual knowledge with experiential wisdom. And that experiential wisdom happens through your connection to that infinite intelligence, that energy stream of pure peace. Because then you're not just impacting yourself with all this useless information, which we also pile on, that we don't even hang on to within 24 days after we hear it. It's gone. Now what you're doing is you're inviting in the absolute information that will allow you to take inspired action in your life. And it will also allow you to become aware of what limiting beliefs you have to let go of so you can access your highest potential. And then think how we'll be benefiting one another and benefiting this planet and this entire universe.
I love it. It's going, you know, beyond that intellectual learning or understanding, you know, going beyond the cognitive. I mean, obviously it's got to come back in to have understanding or reasoning, but I agree. I think we've exhausted that kind of cognitive or analyzing, you know, to this is like literally what I'm hearing you say is going to source.
Yes. Well, as you know, you could have someone speak until they're blue in the face about something, but you will not agree or be able to move on it unless you would experience it as truth. Mm. And what you experience as truth comes through your inner teacher accessing that profound power of peace, that infinite field of awareness. And what is that infinite field of awareness? What I tell people is the reason I call it peace, the power of peace, is because the word peace we could pretty much all agree on, can't we? We all go, yeah, that feels good. I know that that's something I want in my life.
And also, Marlise, it's less triggering for people. You know, everyone wants
exactly.
Peace. Yeah,
you're exactly right. And what I want you to replace that word with is whatever your personal truth calls out to you. Because for some people, that will be God. For some, it will be Buddha. For some, it will be the quantum sea. For some, it will be nature. But it doesn't matter as long as you recognize that when you're in the experience of that peace and that enlightened understanding, then all those titles go away. And you're just communicating and interconnected with everyone and everything around you. And that's why I use the word peace, because now you can just replace it with whatever works for you that won't trigger you.
Exactly.
That allows you to be in that experience.
I like that. Allows you to be in that experience, yeah. So what exactly is the methodology of this simplicity of stillness method? Is it an opening? And we do have, by the way, this is a good time to put this in. We do have, which we'll end with the program, with a sample of the power of peace. I just got an email question. I will put the website in, and it's marlisekarlin.com for more information. That's marlisekarlin.com for more information. And the question was, which actually kind of a nice one, do you feel more fulfilled in this type of work? And that's coming from Ricky.
You know, what I think is we can all feel fulfilled in whatever work it is that we do when we are listening to the guidance from within. So I have really felt fulfilled in many of the different careers that I've had. I spent time, you know, with an enlightened master for years, bringing people to understand meditation, and I felt very fulfilled about that. I was working as an interior architectural designer, and I made beautiful homes for people, and I felt very fulfilled about that. So I don't know that, you know, I mean, I'm ecstatic that I can bring people this understanding of who they are beyond the limitations that you might be listening to louder than the knowing in your mind. But is it always simple? No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I was at a huge conference the other day, and when it was time for me to speak, they had changed the time. They had written it up on one pamphlet they were passing out, but on a board where people were coming, it had a totally different time. They had a very well-known celebrity who would be speaking behind me that they wanted to give space between our two talks to set the stage. And now when I came up and everything was like, you know, upside down, was it this time, was it that time, there were already union workers on stage fixing it for the celebrity. And there were so many people who had come because they also wanted to hear what I had to speak. And as I spoke to the stage manager and I said, you know, I'm sorry, but there seems to be a bit of confusion. And he said, well, you missed your time. It's over. That's how he spoke to me. And there was an audience sitting there, right? And I said, well, you know, it's interesting. It seems there were two times. And what I want you to know is I'm ready right now. And I would be happy if you hand me a microphone to begin. And I promise you I will complete in plenty of time for you to take care of the celebrity coming on. And he goes, oh, fantastic. And so I began, But I mean, if you think that, oh, the red carpet is laid out for you and, you know, everything's going to be simple,
no,
you can hang it up right now.
Exactly.
You know, just hang it up. That's not how it works.
You know,
yeah. And part of this journey is, look, I would say if this had happened to me 5 years ago, would I have maintained that state of mind? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I didn't let it sway me because I was there to offer you, everyone who was there, that knowing inside. And I can even laugh at it now. That's how much my state has changed. And remember, I'm the one who was so angry, I put myself in the hospital again and again from the pain in my life. So that anger has diminished in a huge way, hasn't it? Where I can perceive life so differently, I can handle some of the toughest situations. Look, everything that happened in Africa. Wait a minute, you know, it's pouring rain. I'm going to end up in this, you know, Maasai, you know, with dirt floors and, no running water and, you know.
But those are the things, Marlise, that make the book, you know, those are the sharings that make the experience of the book really good. You know, it's like, all along the way, I mean, those are the golden nuggets.
Yes.
You know,
and making you and making people realize we're all in this together. You know, I'm no different from you. I have my difficult days. I have challenges. And what I can promise you is, but from doing this methodology, is whatever it is that challenges you, it will diminish. And how you deal with life will shift. And what your true purpose is will become clear. And that's a great thing to have. It's all those tools that give you hope, that give you passion, that give you understanding how to live your life in a way where you feel completely enriched by it.
Oh, beautiful. Well, the book is wonderful, and the energy comes across, I can say, in the book as well. Marlise, we're out of time. And apologies for that, those glitches, and hopefully you can come back on and we'll have all of that taken care of.
Absolutely. I just would like to invite everybody to have the experience. You can go to powerofpeaceinyou.com, and that's exactly the book site, and there I have free gifts, and there is a stillness session you can download right now and begin to experience it, and that is that unique new form of meditation where that energy stream moves through there. And there's also an excerpt of the book, so you could begin looking at it and reading it. And it's at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and hopefully in all the places you go looking for it.
Yeah. Well, they can find it there, and I believe it's also on their Awakenings radio page on Facebook. And then, now, can they access it from your website, MarliseCarlin.com, or they need to go
Absolutely.
To that specific?
No, you can go to MarliseCarlin.com, and it will guide you to the powerofpeaceinyou.com, where you can, you know, access the book right then and there with the gifts that come with it.
Oh, perfect. All right, Marlise, thank you so much for being on Awakening. Thanks for sharing your insight, your understanding.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Lovely to be with you.
Awesome. Okay, that was our Awakened guest, Marlise Carlin. Her book is The Power of Peace in You. And the methodology that she developed is The Simplicity of Stillness. And you can find out more information about Marlise and her wonderful inner work, healing work, at MarliseCarlin.com. And actually, we're going to end with a little bit of The Power of Peace.
Now is that perfect moment where there is nothing more to do. Nothing more to say. Just allow the beat of your heart to guide the way. Breathe out long. open your mind and be free. There is power and peace in you. There is so much power and peace in you. Breathe in the knowing now and be in the stillness within.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.